bubble.
For LAO, I believe it is, KB4CBA. Good afternoon.
Okay, this is Jim over in Travelers Rest, KO4LAO. How you doing this afternoon, David?
Just fine and dandy, Jim. I hope you are. It's a beautiful Thursday afternoon.
We headed out to play some tennis.
No, I've been up to Steve's KN4VWA and returned a piece of equipment that he let me borrow, and I'm headed back to the house right now. Moseying along here in the traffic on Wade Hampton. I'm behind a sheriff's patrol, so I guess I better take it easy.
No need to pay any extra for traffic fines, that's for sure. Well, I'm headed up to Hendersonville to go get my ears lowered.
No, that's not too bad of a drive from Travers Rest, and I had a buddy of mine. He used to meet me when I lived in TR. He used to meet me at the little coffee pot, and he lived in Flat Rock. He said he could get there in 20 minutes. I don't know if he drove the speed limit or not.
Up to from Travers Rest, I'm up there by Clearview Baptist Church, if you know where that is, on State Park Road. And from that intersection there to where I used to teach at North Henderson, it was right at about 35, 36 minutes.
Dragging my feet there. I was trying to figure out what these two cars were doing in front of me. They both changed lanes at the same time. That's not a good thing, especially when it's the same lane.
Well, I drove that route going up the mountain, back down the mountain twice a day for more than 10 years, and so I got pretty familiar with that route.
You know, back in the day, there really wasn't that much traffic on Wade Hampton, and now it's just unbelievable. It's like it doesn't matter what time of day you drive it, it looks like rush hour.
Downtown TR, and you wouldn't believe the traffic there. It was a traffic jam all the way from State Park Road right down into TR at the main intersection down there on 27 Main Street. And I wondered if there was a wreck somewhere or what, but it just seemed to be normal traffic.
WU2T Mobile.
See, jump in there and give us some words of wisdom.
Not words of wisdom. I'm just going out to pick me up something for lunch and come back to the house. And been working in the yard today, trimming tree limbs and cutting down a couple of small trees and hauling them, putting them over in the brush pile, and minor things like that. Trying to make it so that when I drive in the yard, my antenna, which on top of the car, doesn't get beat to death by every tree limb coming in. And good afternoon to you, David. I'm not sure who the other station is in there, but go ahead, David, pick it up and then pass it on, I guess.
He's in TR. He's headed to Hendersonville to get his ears lowered. And I'm almost to the house, but anyway, go ahead and pick it up, Jim.
Hey, Rusty, KL4LAO. We've talked on several occasions.
I hear the call sign. The voice wasn't just that. I haven't talked with you enough, Jim, to recognize the voice yet. Put the call sign with it. But, yeah, traffic is everywhere these days. And the thing about it is David doesn't realize that when he's out there, it gets heavy because everybody's after him. Go ahead, David. I'm sorry.
Oh, me. But it's really funny, especially since I had these mufflers taken off my Mustang, and so I can really hear it. I have I have moms with children strapped in their car seats in minivans trying to race me.
Seems like, David, that you're accelerating when you're talking on the radio. And I often wondered, you can hear that growl of that Mustang coming through the radio. I often wondered what kind of car you were driving.
That car, Jim, he doesn't, you know, that's what all David's got to be hot with, about. And all, he just, you know, gets around and, oh, gosh, more property being cleared for housing. Just what I need over in my area, another housing development. Oh, anyway, and yeah, you know, David, that's what keeps David with a boost, because he's got his hot car, and he brags about going out to play tennis every day or every other day. Isn't that right, David?
You got it about right. You know, I mean, I got my motorcycle, I got my Mustang, and this is my third Mustang, and this is definitely the nicest one I've ever had, and the most horsepower I've ever had. So I'm enjoying it. You know, I mean, heck, I've worked hard all my life, dadgummit. I think I deserved it. That's what I told my wife. But anyway, while I'm sitting in the garage, gentlemen, y'all carry on, and I'm going to go inside. Y'all have a good afternoon, and be careful out there on the road. 73s, this is KB4CBA, and 73s you, Rusty, and Jim. And Jim, go ahead and pick it up.
CBA, have a good afternoon, David. We'll talk to you soon, KO4LAO. And Rusty, I meant to mention, you ever been over to John Knox Presbyterian Church?
No, the last time I was over there, our barbershop chorus did a performance over there at the church for one of the groups years ago.
They got a new organist there, Charles. I forget his last name, but he's head of organs at the Furman University. I guess they have chairs or department heads that specializes in various instruments, but he plays for the church and does an awesome job. And that organ that they've got over there is quite the thing. So sometime you might ought to come back and visit and see what it's like, or and get your quartet to come back and sing there.
We're slowly making our way back into public performances. Bye, David. Take it easy this afternoon. And Mini Cooper loaded on a car hauler over here. I don't know whether they're unloading at the VW place or not. But anyway, we're starting to get back into it. Right now, we're concentrating on getting ready for competition, which is about 4 weeks from now. And it will be up in the Hendersonville area. In fact, it's going to be at the Blue Ridge Community College. That's where I've got the convention booked into. I'm the guy in charge of them now for our district. So anyway, but that's what's going on, and everything. But we're getting back to singing. We've been back singing since May. We sing without mask in rehearsal. We got to sing with mask for competition, so that's going to be different and unique, because we're trying to figure out how the judges are going to tell what facial expressions we have for the performance judge. So the guy in charge of the judges told them all the performance judges to bring their x-ray glasses so they could see our faces. And awesome. I guess we'll see what happens here. Anyway, I'm going to jump out here just a minute. I got to go place my order here at the chop. I'll be back in just a minute or two, because I'll sit here and talk on the radio while I'm waiting on the order to be cooked. Be back in a minute. WUTT.